But why? Shmir b'bayim he. This is considered shmir b'bayim. Pirush Tosfos explains. He qualifies this. He says, "Im hischilu shneim lishmir yachad." If they both started to watch together, kolechad each one b'shoshu m'shamer chelik chaveray. When he was watching his friend's portion chaveraydam, m'shamer lechelik was watching also his portion. Now vav b'shei she'enim ayim b'belocha b'shas oynis. And even though he wasn't working for him at the time of when the accident happened, kimin shayim ayim b'tchilas shmira. Since he was with him in the beginning of the shmira, bolavim akirin. But that's considered the owner's with him. Kedetanya like the Gemara is teaching, but mitzidav tzadik v'amenalv hayoyisim im b'shas she'el. If he was working with him at the time of the loan, in tzarch liyisim im b'shas shavuach meis. It doesn't have to be with him at the time when it breaks or when it dies. But hayimai b'shas shavuach meis, even though he was with him at the time of the accident, tzarch liyisim im b'shas she'el, we'd have to be him at the time of the loan. But says Tyson, even if they didn't start watching together as one, Mekamakum still ha'acher in Potter, the later one would be Potter. Because the first one was with him already working. When the second one started to watch, he will have the Potter of Balav Imai.
Next Tyson must begin with the words of the Gemara. He says, you watch me today, I watch me tomorrow. That's not considered Shmir B'Bayil. Says Tyson, but having to say, wait, I caught the Shmir B'Bayil. That should still be considered that you're doing Shmir with the owners employed by you. Because I mean, Rish Hashanah, the Gemara says, and B'Matzid of Tzadidah, my base, the Bailam Ba'amira, that the owner is already considered employed by you. It's just words. Kabishoy L'Sapara U'Ba'la Ima. When you borrow the cow and the owner with you, with it, even though the owner only starts working tomorrow, it's considered Bala Bimai. So even though he says tomorrow, but the words already were said today, so that itself should already make it that it should be Bala Bimai, even though it's only L'macha. On that situation, for sure, what you can say is, no, Shani Hassan, there is different, because the Amira, Meshabdi Asman, Likonis B'malach Meyav. There, you're right, although they only started the next day, but L'maisa, their words were already obligating him to work today. So therefore, it's considered at the same time, it's considered Bala Bimai. But over here, the only happened until the following day, and therefore that would not be considered at the same time to be considered as Bala Bimai. Message says, but I'm going to say, so my Kamashman Shmuel, so then what's actually Shmuel teaching us? In such a case, when it wasn't the same time, they're considered as a Shem Yisach for each other? Shamali Beshmalach, if he says, you watch me and I watch for you on different times, Shem Yisach is a pay custodian, is exactly the case based on what we're saying. Hashem says, what you can say is, no, if we only had that halacha of that mishnah over there, I would have said, fishem einem shutfin, because they're not partners. So again, they're shem yisachar for each other. Halacha over here, shem shutfin, that their partners, kol echad be'echad, each and everyone, kishem echelik chaber, when he's watching his friend's portion. Shem egam shem alatzim is also watching his own, so therefore you would say, maybe he's not really shem yisachar. As you needed Shmuel to say, though, they are considered shem yisachar for each other. Next test master begin with the words of the given asked Levi who bechulu, and once he testifies that it's Levi's, how can he go ahead and remove it from him? So it says, have a matzil the Gemara could have answered, according to Asid Shimon, that Shimon testified, the Shalav voice of the Levi, however, that was actually Levi's father, Ubasar Hachi Asid Shimon, Vitoin, and then, so that gets away from Yehuda, and then subsequently Shimon comes and claims, Kimin Levi's Avon that he bought it from Levi. Vesle Sahadi, and he has witnesses to Reuven Gazal Remenda that Reuven stole it from him, Umachu the Levi, and sold to Levi. That would also be another option of how to explain why it wouldn't be a difficulty. How's he removing it from him? Because he didn't testify that it is. He testified that it was his father's. Next test, Master begins with the words of the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, they must be talking about, for example, where this one has witnesses, and this one has witnesses, and the Rabbana would say, where it is. That's the Iba Yisema. So, say statement's a wonder, because the Lord, how will the name of Kugoyin? It shouldn't have said, for example. We could mean something like we're introducing something new, but we always knew this Shimon, the Shimon Sahadi did the day he that Shimon was being witnessed it was his. Kedikhtani, like we learned, Reuben Shigazel sold the Shimon. The Reuben stole the veil of Shimon. We less the Shimon Sahadi, and if Shimon didn't have witnesses, Shigazel Reuben men that Reuben stole from him. And now he didn't Shigazel. How do we know like that? That's what happened. That it was stolen from him. Umekoyich mahu ma'ar, and then from what power is he coming to contest? And so we knew that Shimon had witnesses. We knew that you would have witnesses. Because if not for the fact, where's he contesting from? So the Gemara should have said, not kigoin, but kivoin. Since this one has witnesses, and this one has witnesses, the Rabban would say, and also, what would be the havamin of the one who's asking? And if not, if there was no witnesses. Mainly, we don't say, that originally the Gemara understood The I read as to Michael going this lately, who the Edom, that Yehuda has witnesses, the Shalabais of he, that was his father's. Well, the Shimon had Nigzal Isle Sahadi, and Shimon, the victim, had witnesses, to Achlashnei Chazaka, that actually he was there for the 3 years, the Toim Yehuda's Avna, and he was claiming that he bought it from Yehuda. No. And therefore it's different than what the Gemara is saying right now with his witnesses. No, he didn't have witnesses, the Chazaka. No, if that's the case, my comment, so what's the Gemara saying beforehand? Baha'i Schus, the Makmo Levi. This rights that he has to remove from Levi, live community, he could just take away from Yehuda. But it's not true. These rights that he has to remove from Levi, because he bought it from a Gazel, they must lafuk him Yehuda. That's not the rights to remove it from Yehuda. Because the witnesses of the theft that testify that Reuben stole from him, that he can remove from Levi, is coming from the power of Reuben. But he cannot take that from Yehuda, be the Chazaka, and witness the Chazaka. So it sounds like it was the same thing, not different things. But based on this interpretation, different things. So Benila Rashi, rather, appears to Rashi, so Gedayt Mikar, the original Gemara understood the Yehuda boy lafuki me Levi, that Yehuda wanted to take it away from Levi, from Disle Sahadi, because he has witnesses, the Reuben Machalai, the Reuben sold it to Yehuda. With the Levi, ain't Edom, and Levi did not have witnesses. Oboshim and the Hoyt Levi, and Shum was coming to testify Levi, that's Levi's. That's what the Gemara is asking. Given Master the high hour of the Levi, since he's testifying that the lamb belongs to Levi, how's he going to end up taking it away from him? Now, the Gemara should have answered the Lemisad behind Lishna to Levi, that he wasn't testifying without words as Levi's. Oh, the Amar rather was saying the Reuven machul the Levi, that Reuven sold it to Levi, which also would have worked. But the Gemara had a better answer. Now the Gemara is asking very well. So that writes that he removed from Levi, Livkim Yehuda, should remove from Yehuda, because the Shnei Boim Kerev, they're both coming from the claim that they bought from Reuven. From Yavi Shimon Eden, the Reuven goes now, and if Shimon's being witnesses, Reuven stole from him, so he can remove from both of them.